We are joined by Git Shenius, the director of the Stockholm Film Festival. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Hi, Git. You are the second festival director we have as a guest. So
I'm honored.
My first question is just to give a kind of idea to our audience, what is your festival about? Can you tell us something about the Stockholm Film Festival?
Yes, we started the festival in 1990. I was one of the co-founders of it. And the reason was that Stockholm is a very culture-loving film city, and we didn't have an international film festival. And my background is working with culture. I'm a culture producer, and I was a freelance journalist, and was here in Cannes and Venice discovering film and wonder why wasn't a film festival in Stockholm. So we started one, a couple of friends who called a couple of friends, and then we were suddenly 40 and we said, let's do it. And we wanted to show new innovative films from first-time directors, and that's a profile that we keep very tight. So one-third of the program is first-time directors. Mm-hmm. It's grown very quickly, so now it has over 100,000 attendees. We are screening over 200 films from 60 countries. There are 500 journalists coming there from all over the world, and we have an international film festival in November, and we created a festival for kids in April. Mm-hmm. And we also have an outdoor cinema festival in August, actually inspired from my visit here in Venice when I saw this beautiful outside cinema theaters, and that was something we didn't have in the Nordic area, because we have, you know, we have the midnight sun, the sun never mm-hmm. goes down, and then it's getting very cold quickly. So we actually have a window of like 10 days where it actually is possible to screen outside outdoor cinema. So, and that is a very, very popular. We occasionally, this August, we have over 40,000 attendees just you know, having a wonderful time with picnic and see films under the stars.
Under the stars. And the festival in November, they say the official one, let's call it.
Yeah.
How is it structured? How many sections does it have? How is it composed? How the program is composed?
We have a competition, and we like to keep it young. So in the competition, you can have your first, second, and third film, and then you can't compete anymore. So there we really try to bring the newest and the most interesting films. Then we have American Independent, which was very and still are very, very popular. And then we have Asian Images, which are very interesting, and we introduce Asian film into the Nordic country, I would say. Very few Asian film was existing on the cinema theaters in the beginning of the 90s. Now it's very much so. And then in total, there are 12 different film section, you could say. Wow. And the newest one is the South American, the Latino. It's a growing area when it comes to film. Very, very interesting. And I saw a few very interesting films here in Venice as well.
Yeah, the Spanish language movies here are pretty strong this year.
Yeah, the documentary is growing enormously. So much interesting documentary film. And the newest section is called Impact. And that we started actually with the city of Stockholm, who would provide us with our 100,000 euros, a cash prize, and we're looking for a film with social impact and with an edgy and let's say new voices into the cinema area. So that is brand new, actually.
These movies can come from any part of the world.
Any part of the world. We are very international in the time. We have 60 participating countries, and of course we're looking to the history of film as well. So we had a lot of long record of film personality who is visiting Stockholm every year. Everything from Dennis Hopper, Charlotte Rampling, Uma Thurman was there last year, and what we're trying to do, we actually invite over 100 directors every year to come. What we like the most of is the contact between the audience and the director. So we are a very director-driven festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this Q&A after the screening, and they are unique example of the communication between you know, the people behind the cameras and the cinema audience. So we have succeeded there to have really good contact with the audience, and the director just love it. You know, all the question is possible, and there are a new aspect of their work. So.
And Kit, out of curiosity, because I heard, and I'm really happy to hear that, that you're really focused on new voices and, of course, the attention of first feature filmmakers. And roughly, sometimes numbers are good.
Yeah.
How many new filmmakers actually apply to, you know, and try to compete in your festival? Do you have, like, what are the numbers, more or less?
You know, to send in the new films.
Yeah.
We receive over 2,000 films every year that we're not searching for. That so we have a group of people going through everyone, I promise. And we are actually one of the few festivals that doesn't pay for it. So you can still send your film in and we will watch it.
Good, good to know.
Yeah. Good, very good to know for our audience of future directors.
Yeah,
and your festival is huge. The program you just tell us is pretty intense and immense. And I am a festival guy myself, mm-hmm. so I know that funding and raising money and mm-hmm. being able to finance an event is getting, at least in Italy and in Southern Europe, more and more difficult. Mm-hmm. How do you manage to do it? I mean, how much money is public? How much money is private? Mm-hmm. And how easy it is to find private money? Mm-hmm.
Well, it took me actually 12 years to sort of break even, if you understand what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So, and after that, you are so exhausted that you think, well, now I have to continue to, you know, explore the possibility of having something that actually work economically. But so it takes too long time, I think, for the government and the official authorities to recognize a film festival, and that I just discussed in a seminar here in Venice, that the city that you are placing your festival in gains so much culture capital, money, platform for discussing politics and art.
Yeah.
And so they should be even more keen on, you know, supporting festivals. But the figures we have now, it's one-third of public fundings, it's mm-hmm. one-third of tickets, and it's one-third of sponsors. So that's it's a economic. I'm very pleased with
A pretty good balance, actually.
Yeah, yes. yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah. And you can do a lot with that money as well. One of our other profile is that we would like to support female directors, because, as you know, the film branch is very male driven.
Mm-hmm.
So we wonder where are the female directors, and what we heard that. They are not there was the rumor, but of course they are there. So
and just not only considered, but they are there.
Yes, we have to look for them more careful. So that we started to do. So without having, we pick all the project, all the films for artistic reason, of course. But all this search has resulted in that the program is more than 30% is actually by female directors. And that I think that's the highest figure in international film festival. Without
yeah, absolutely.
So that's I'm very proud of.
Well, I'm sold. I don't know about you guys, but let's all go to Stockholm Film Festival. Yeah.
And just buy the tickets today.
Exactly, right now. Well, after Venice, of course, after complying to our duties. But thank you so much, Kit, for being with us. And thank you, Angel, of course, for helping me out, as usual.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.